Proverbs for the day, the month of June, June the 6th, Proverbs 6, verses 14 and 15. We've looked at this fellow last month. We'll look at him this month a little more. It refers to this naughty person, starting in verse 12, where it says, "A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teaches with his fingers." This month's two verses are, "Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy." Just a couple thoughts on this. And, you know, if you're reading the book of Proverbs through or you're listening to these studies, you probably don't have any desire to be this naughty person that we talked about last month. But sometimes it's important to recognize them, and often it's important to help others not go down that path. This time we'll look at verses 14 and 15, where it says, "Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually." This frowardness is a rebellion. It's a disposition of discontent. It's a disposition of unrest towards authority. And so this frowardness is in his heart. And then notice, he deviseth mischief continually. So the first thing is, we'll say he's a troublemaker. He's a troublemaker. He's a terror. Not a holy terror, an unholy terror, but he's a terror. T-E-R-R-O-R, a terror, not a terror, T-A-R-E. He's a troublemaker. Now, the gospel witness is not a troublemaker, though the world would say that. Okay? The Bible preacher and teacher is not a troublemaker, though the world might like to say that. But this self-willed person fuels his mischief. And what happens is, when someone says, "Well, what is mischief in the Bible?" I'll give you one example of it, especially if you've read your Bible much. If not, it'd be worth you going over and reading this passage later, this story. But it's the story of Joseph, and Joseph gets sold into slavery by his brothers. They deceive their dad into thinking he's dead. They assume after all these years he is dead. They live with that guilt. God raises Joseph up. He becomes a ruler, but more than that, he becomes the saving influence physically of the economy because and of their food source, because he foresees by God's hand a famine. And so they come to him for food. And when they do, he says to them that you must bring your youngest brother, which they didn't bring the first time. And so they go down to buy corn. And when they go down into Egypt to buy corn, the reason this boy is not with them, okay, is that it says, "But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob, sent not with his brethren, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him." Benjamin and Joseph were brothers, same mother. They were specially loved by their dad, Jacob. He had lost Joseph. I think maybe he suspected that there was some mischief on the part of those brothers. And those brothers had gotten up to some bad stuff. And so the idea of mischief here is something befalling somebody that's somebody where someone mischief continually, he deviseth it. It's devising ways to do people wrong or do people harm constantly. And so here it says in Proverbs 6, verse 14, he deviseth mischief continually. He deviseth mischief continually. You know, the Apostle Paul runs into a character like this. In Acts 13, of course, God takes Paul and separates him, calls him, and they get on their missionary journey. And in Acts chapter 13, verse 9, "Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness." Paul runs into this character. Now, there are some that are just a troublemaker. What is one of the other things they do? Well, your Bible tells you right here in Proverbs chapter 6 that he soweth discord. You say, well, how bad is that? Well, he says it's an abomination if you sow discord among your brethren. In the next few verses after this, we'll get to in the next couple months. He also says a whisper separated the chief friends. And so this sower of discord is a troublemaker. He's a troublemaker between people. He's a troublemaker towards people. And so you don't listen to him. And you're going to have to handle this troublemaker accordingly. That is, you're going to have to just absolutely evade, avoid, and keep them out of your presence. So, but not only is he a troublemaker, but notice in verse 15, therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. So what he's done is he's brought calamity upon others. He sows mischief continually. He's constantly putting this mischief out there for others to have to be the victim of, you might say, to reap what he's sowing into them. But then your Bible says that here it says, therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. He's a terror to himself. He is a troublemaker, but he's also a terror to himself. He's going to reach the end of his rope, the proverbial end of his rope. Only in this case, he's reaching the end of his rope, the reaching end of his liberty, and he's going to break his full neck. When you note a terror, a troublemaker, you have to remember this. You know, the news causes people great stress because it magnifies trouble. Good news does not make as much press as bad news. Good news doesn't control people as much as bad news. And yet, what we do find here is that eventually this thing hits him right smack in the face. He runs into it. It comes back at him. He's a terror to himself. Now, to sum these two thoughts up and think about how does it apply to us who we're not a naughty person, say. You're not a wicked man. The one thing is, you need to be wise in living circumspectly. You know, as you are allowed, both by Romans 13, law of the land, etc., it's not a bad thing to arm yourself. Arm yourself with a little bit of self-defense. Arm yourself with locks. Arm yourself with a little early warning devices and stuff. Because here's the point. This naughty person, this wicked man, part of the things that goes on is not just what he does and messing up society. It's not just what he does for himself, but mischief. And this mischief could be something like Joseph's brother selling him into slavery. Or as Jacob pictured, you know, Benjamin, something happened to him and dying. And he sows discord. So you need to be wise in living circumspectly. Well, I really believe one of the reasons the Lord puts some of this stuff in here is so that we can recognize it. And, you know, forewarned is forearmed. He told the disciples, for example, get a sword. And they said, there's two. And so that's two out of 11 of them. And he said, that's enough. The point being that it's wise to understand the froward and the wicked and the naughty person. And to prepare oneself is not a wrong thing. It's not an unchristian thing. Now we know that it's to do it according to the law for the most part. Okay, it's to do it according to, you know, the love of Christ and all those sort of things. But you know something? To allow the naughty, wicked person to do something wrong to you or your family just because they're naughty or wicked is not suffering for Jesus Christ. It's not suffering for the gospel. It might even be in God's eyes just suffering out of foolishness or stupidity. So remember that. When you take one for Christ, when you take one for the gospel, when you take one for witnessing, when you take one for living right on the chin, that's different. But, you know, there's even some pretty strong verses in the Bible on how to deal with the backbiter and the gossiper. So don't let that slip by you. Don't let your guard down and don't be caught up in the love of the age to the point where you forget that there really are characters out there that are troublemakers. One day they'll be a terror to themselves, but right now it's time to live circumspectly. Have a good day.